Under Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, Paul is praying for the church, and he's praying that God may grant you to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul prays to the Father that we may know the love of Christ. Why? That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. We cannot reach this fullness by reason, by knowledge, or wisdom. It doesn't come by our effort. We can only be filled with the fullness of God by being in relationship with Jesus Christ. But why? The Christian faith is about relationship. Why? In this pericope in Ephesians, it begins with the words, "For this reason." I always hate it when you hear a reader in church going, "For this reason." What reason? You're missing something. There's a piece that comes before this. And the piece that comes before this is, Paul says, that you may not lose heart. And so he's giving this prayer, he's praying this prayer, that the church would not lose heart in the midst of the troubling times in which they find themselves. Therefore, this is an appropriate prayer for right now. Yes? Anybody disagree with that? I don't think so. No? Okay. So what Paul is basically praying is five petitions before God. All right? And here are the five. If you look at verse 16, that according to the riches of his glory, he, God, may grant you to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Okay? That you may be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. First petition. Second petition. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Third petition. That you may be rooted and grounded in love. Fourth petition, may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the Christian faith. You may know just how wonderful it all is. Okay? And fifth, verse 19, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge. So, the love of Christ, our relationship with him, supersedes, surpasses knowledge. And this is not an isolated thing that Paul is saying to the church in Ephesus. He says it in basically everything he writes, but it's most profoundly found in what he is saying to the church in Corinth. In chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians, Paul says, we know that all of us possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if one loves God, one is known by him. Wow. In a relationship, knowledge can reveal facts. It can provide information. It can give us knowledge about the other. But we don't know the other. In a relationship, knowledge is a fact projector, if you will, okay? But that does not bring intimacy. That is not knowing. the other. Okay? Give you an example. In August of 1978, I came into the chapel at the Seminary of the Southwest in Austin, Texas, and there was this pretty brunette sitting on the step in front of the altar there. And so I knew I wanted to know this pretty brunette, okay? So over the next 18 months, she and I got to know about each other. We told stories, we shared things, we met each other's families. But it wasn't until January 5th, 1980, that we made a covenant with each other, a covenant that was grounded and rooted in love, and we began to know each other. And I can tell you that Miranda and I know each other much better now, 44 years later, than we knew each other on January 5th. We are, if you will, more married now than we were 44 years ago. Why are you laughing?
He said there's 12 baskets left over.
Amen. It's true. There are 12 baskets left over. Amen. But, see, I am preaching on that. I didn't know that. Don't tell David. Anyway, but the more I know Miranda, the more I want to please her. The more I know Miranda, the more I want to be with her. I want to spend more time with her than I do with any of you. Sorry about that, but it's true, okay? We just need to know each other more and more, and it's a desire and a longing to be in each other, to know each other. And that's what God wants. He is the bridegroom. We're the bride. And he wants us to be in that kind of knowledge, knowing in the love of God. Okay? Not knowledge in the head, but knowledge in the spirit and the heart. Okay? It's only when we are rooted and grounded in love that we can comprehend the expanse of the Christian faith. We cannot know God apart from our relationship with him. We may know about him, but we can't know him unless we are in that intimate relationship of covenant. In the first epistle of John, chapter 4, verse 16, John says, "So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love. He who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." It's about love relationship. We can know about God, and we can even know the story about God. We can know the book about God. We can even memorize all the verses of the book about God. But to know God is to be in relationship with him, grounded in that love that he has for us and we for him. Again, why is this important? Why do I harp on this time and time again? Yes, this is the relationship sermon again. Okay? They're all relationship sermons. Yes, that's true. But why is this important right now? Here on July 28, 2024. Why is this important? Well, Christianity in America is beset by the danger of being interpreted by worldly knowledge. Christianity is not now, nor has it ever been, a set of intellectual truths. This is not basic instructions before leaving earth. It is the revelation of God's love. It is an invitation to come into intimate communion with him, to be grounded and rooted in the love of God. When we think of it as a set of guidelines and knowledge, what we end up wanting to do is, thank you, Lord, for telling me about that. I'll take it from here. We may not say it openly, but that's the essence of what we're doing when we rely on knowledge as opposed to a love relationship. The Christian gospel can be viewed as a story, a narrative about Jesus. And reading it as such will provide information, but not revelation. Christian knowledge is not to be scorned, though, either. Because Christian knowledge provides direction in receiving that revelation that God wants to give to us. It does not excuse us from reading the Bible, because it is in here that we hear the invitation and embrace the call that God is putting on our lives. But true Christian faith must be rooted and grounded in love. It is not an intellectual pursuit. So, why is this important? Well, Paul prays that God may grant you to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. Why? That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's key here. That we may know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what God is calling us to? To be filled with Him? To be so intimate with Him that we can't go two steps without being aware of His presence? Our culture, our nation, is dying for the lack of the love of God. Our nation is dying because we have substituted knowledge for relationship. We as Christians are busy trying to argue and convince those who disagree with us, using knowledge and rational arguments. Actually, probably the legitimate thing is we're not really making rational arguments, we're making emotional appeals. And if you don't agree with me, then you obviously don't know God. But if we are filled with all the fullness of God, we are empowered. If we are filled with the fullness of God, we can utilize the gifts of God to bring others into relationship with Him. If we are filled with the fullness of God, we can witness to God's working in our lives, first and foremost, and in the church, and there's no way you can give an intellectual argument against that. It's an experience. And we can be lights. If we are filled with the fullness of God, we can be lights in the midst of the darkness and ignorance of this world. St. Paul, appealing to the church in Corinth, says in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, "When I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you, hear this, I was with you in weakness and in much fear and trembling." This is Paul. "And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom." He's not appealing to them from knowledge. "But in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." That's what God is desiring for His church, is to be so full of the fullness of God that we are fully equipped in the power of the Holy Spirit to be dynamic in our witness of His power, His glory, His love, His light, His truth. Paul was filled with all the fullness of God. He may have been weak. He obviously had problems with his eyesight. He was probably lame. There were a lot of reasons why people wouldn't want to listen to him. But they could not ignore the power of God present in him. And the same can be said for each one of us. We may feel that we are unequipped. We can feel like we are ill-equipped, maybe. But we may be too weak. But God can fill our weakness with His strength. Those in the world will tell you, oh, I've heard all that before. You try and argue with them, they'll say, I've heard that argument before. And they'll argue with you. And they'll have intellectual arguments. And some of them are probably a whole heck of a lot smarter than I am. And I don't really want to go head to head with them in an intellectual argument. But they cannot argue against the love of God made manifest in the saints of God. We can claim, I don't know what to say. You don't need to worry about that. For you are filled with all the fullness of God. You may say, I don't know how to witness. You don't need to worry about that, for you are filled with all the fullness of God. Well, where should I go? You don't have to worry about that. You are filled with all the fullness of God. What do I do? Don't worry about it. You are filled with all the fullness of God. He will direct you. He will equip you. He will give you His gifts to use for His glory in this world. It's about this relationship. Because that is where the saints of the church are equipped and empowered in the Spirit. That is where we can be filled with all the fullness of God. There and only there, in relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul says, if I have all knowledge but have not love, I am nothing. The world is dying to see the love of God made manifest in His saints. May God grant you to know the love of Christ which surpasses all understanding. And be empowered by being filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.